The real fundamental question in the Terri Schiavo case is this: what is her condition? What could she understand, if anything? Dr. Linda Emanuel is a physician and ethicist at Northwestern University in Chicago. She founded and now directs a program that educates physicians in end-of-life care. Dr. Emanuel, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.
Can you say what is it that is a persistent vegetative state?
A persistent vegetative state is a defined condition in which all higher brain functions are not working. The only brain functions that are working are in the very lower brainstem and below areas. That means that a person with a previously healthy body who has a brain injury that removes functions at the higher level is able to survive for very long periods of time, because the lower areas of the brain, which do not include conscious function, are able to sustain the necessary biological functions of the body.
Over the weekend, we've heard a debate in Congress with members saying that Ms. Schiavo displays emotional responses to the presence of her parents and others. That is, that she cries when they leave the room, that she smiles at them.
The emotional conundrum for people who have a loved one in the persistent vegetative state is to realize that some of these facial gestures are not connected with anything meaningful. It may well be that that's going on in Terri Schiavo's case as well.
She's been in this state for 15 years. Her parents and supporters say she could get better with the right kind of care. Is that possible for someone in a persistent vegetative state?
The definition of a persistent vegetative state is that there is no expectation for recovery of any kind in the higher brain. 15 years is, of course, a long time. One cannot ever make a definitive statement about an individual case, but that is the best that we know about the persistent vegetative state.
Finally, Dr. Emanuel, the removal of this nutrition, food, and water that she gets through this tube, would someone in a persistent vegetative state, how would they experience that?
That's really the most important point, I think, that is open to a lot of misunderstanding. And needlessly so, because the evidence for this is that there is no thought, there's no scientific or biological reason to think that there would be suffering associated with it for someone in a persistent vegetative state.
Dr. Linda Emanuel is an ethicist and physician with Northwestern University Medical School in Chicago. Dr. Emanuel, thank you.
Thank you very much.